Okay, so this weekend we do have an assignment, and that's to have no zero days. We've talked about no zero days before, right?
Yes.
That is to do just one thing that is going to help get you where you're going. And I want to remind you that sometimes it's rest. It's intentionally resting yourself, which I have done a little bit of lately. Rest is not always the antithesis of productivity because you have to recharge to do things. We're not machines. We need rest. It's as essential as eating and breathing. So to give yourself permission to rest as part of your non-zero days means you're giving yourself energy later to accomplish the goals of what you want to achieve. What I found interesting about the non-zero days is that it turns out it was sort of taken from the hiking community. The people that hike hundreds of miles, you know, they go for weeks and it's the entirety of the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Coast Trail. And a zero day, according to them, is a day where you don't make progress along the trail at all. But that doesn't mean you're not doing something. Now, on a zero day, in hiking terms, you might be resupplying, or you might be taking the day just to look at your beautiful surroundings or look at a nearby waterfall. That's not counter to your end goal. It is a necessary part of it. So I want you to remind yourself of that this weekend. Ask yourself, have I done at least one productive thing that makes me feel less stressed? Now, for some people, like for me, it's getting up and being physically active. I have to make sure I do that because I know that that's going to build my energy. For me, that's something that is a non-zero day. If I can get up and do something, I feel good about that. But maybe it's throwing out old food. It's been taking up space in your fridge and in your brain for a few days. Or maybe it's stretching or washing your hair or anything. It can be these small little things that count as a no zero day. So feel good about momentum and getting things going. And also take away the shame of doing nothing sometimes. But we're going to focus on non-zero days this weekend, whatever that means to you.